Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
So Burt just said that I might have had a shift in my, what did you say?
Philosophical shift.
A philosophical shift in my opinion of marriage. yeah, I think it shifts all the time. I think once you've been married and divorced, like I have been, I think your whole attitude about things change a little bit. I think you're more skeptical of it and that kind of thing. So
you're skeptical that it just can't work, or you're skeptical that you just want to be with one person, or what's the at the root of it?
Well, and I think at the root of it is that, you know, it feels like for a long time a big failure. Mm-hmm. And then you sort of grow and you get over that, and it's not quite as emotional every time you say the word or think about it or whatever. And time definitely heals a whole lot of things. But, you know, I think it's something I continue to think about because I'd like to have children and I want to have a family. And I think the best way to do that, if you can, is through a marriage. And so I have this whole like inner struggle a lot, because on one side, I think that that's really, you know, the best way to have a family unit. If that's the way that you can do it and that's the way that it works out for you, awesome. You know, but at the same time, I think on the other side, when you go through it, you have a lot more realistic view of marriage. You know, I am envious of Joanna, producer Joanna, and her sort of like dreamy eyes and dreamy thoughts about marriage and that kind of thing, because I don't think I would ever approach it in the same way again. You know, I think when you... I don't know. When you go through something like that, you look at things much more realistically because you've sort of been there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it takes, you know, to be in a marriage and to make one last, or what makes one not last. So I don't know. So I've always said since going through my divorce that I wasn't sure that I believed in marriage, and I kind of liked couples who stayed together because they just wanted to be together, mm-hmm. not because they had to be, you know. And I got to be really, really honest. I can probably only count on one hand the number of married couples I know that are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, and my parents being one of them. Mm-hmm. And so that's the weird thing for me, like when I talk about it now with friends.
Why are you judging me all the time?
I'm not. I'm not at all. I just, and as I have a new boyfriend, and he's been married previously as well. And, you know, as we talk about it and talk about, you know, whether you believe in it or this and that and the other thing, whatever, it's just interesting how it brings up all of, it just brings up a different,
mm-hmm.
a different thought process about it. It's much more, it's much less, you know, dreamy and reading through Martha Stewart wedding magazines and the whole live happily ever after thing. I mean, I think you realize, I don't know, there's just a lot more to it than what you believe when you're 20 something and you just buy the fairy tale.
Do you entertain the thought of getting married again, or is it just completely shut off?
I do. And I guess I lost my train of thought. I was kind of rambling. It's kind of an emotional topic, so I'm kind of rambling. But mm-hmm. I thought for a long time I didn't want to get married again. I thought, you know,
well,
that's
natural after a divorce for sure, right?
Yeah, I just was like,
I mean,
you
even
know,
after when I'm you were single and you were just dating after a breakup, you're like, I'm not dating guys for the longest time.
Yeah,
like,
I just, I thought, no, you know, I'm going to be totally cool. I'm going to be like the Brad and Angelina. Like, I'm going to find mm-hmm. somebody and just have kids, and we're not going to get married. You know, we'll take the stand. We won't get married till gay couples can get married. And now gay couples can start to get married in a lot more states. I kind of start changing my thought on that. Really stick to it. But you know, I kind of thought that for a while, so I think I did have a sort of a shift on marriage. But I look at my parents, and they work very hard at it, and they're very, very happy, and they still flirt, and my father still calls my mother his bride, and
so
he still grabs her butt in the kitchen, and they still make out and gross out me and my brother, and I think it's awesome, you know. So I have like one of the greatest examples of marriage that I grew up with, mm-hmm. but it's not what I experienced. So I go back and forth between the two. Like, can you really do it? Can you not? You know? And I think the shift from I don't ever want to get married again is shifting back again.
For me, and I've said this before, that marriage is the hardest thing you'll ever have to do. For me, it's not raising kids. It's compromising all the time and being in a marriage. That said, if Stacy and I didn't work out, I would not get married again. And I think for a couple of different reasons. Damn, it's a lot of work, and I'd be tired. But the more I'm married to Stacy, especially the last couple of months, and here we are, we're 13 years into it, the longer that we're with each other, the more I realize how perfect she is for me. Mm-hmm. The more I realize that I understand why we're together now. And I sort of feel like if it's not with Stacy, then I can't do it with anybody.
Well, and I think that you're in a different place because you have your kids already. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not having kids with anybody else, even if you decided years down the road to get married.
My second one was like 6 hours old and I went in.
Maybe when they...
you know what I'm saying? So that's a different stage in life to be able to sort of make a proclamation like that. That, you know, if for some reason you guys didn't work or...
Yeah, I mean, I've
got... God
forbid
you were widowed or God forbid something like that happened. I think that's an easier statement for you to make because you have children.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
You know?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
You're going to make a joke about his vasectomy.
Oh, yeah, it's gone. Oh, windows closed.
You're going to make a frozen peas joke?
Is there a fear of getting married again?
Failure? Of course. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Here is Christina. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show. How are you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Good.
Love you guys. Jen, I was so totally in your shoes about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I got divorced after 7 years, and fortunately we did not have kids, but I was so jaded. Didn't want marriage, didn't want kids, and I think it came down to I was so frustrated with my ex that I didn't trust a man to raise a family because I didn't want to be a single mom, and just completely scared of being a single mom. Mm-hmm. So I thought, then kids aren't for me because I'm not going to be with somebody that I couldn't trust to stand by me to raise a family. Mm-hmm. But I think women, especially women, in their early 20s, there's such a social expectation to hurry up and get married mm-hmm. and have kids that you almost tend to settle without realizing it, that you're going to somehow be on the outs if you don't hurry up and get married and have a family.
Yeah, I think that's where the statistic comes in. I think that my opinion of why the divorce rate is so high is because I do think people are marrying the wrong person. I do think that they are more fascinated, exactly what Jen said, with the fairy tale of it, and they want that day, and they want to be the princess for the day, and they want
the day, the year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, producer Joanna's got a year and a half that she's the princess. The bride. I mean,
she's been
such
the princess for a long time.
And I just think that
she's not using the wedding as an excuse to be.
And I just think so many people, and I agree with Bert, you know, he jokes about it, but I agree. Like, if you can wait to your late 20s, at least
30s,
it looks like. I think that you should. Well, I think it's better for you. I think you'll be a better wife, a better husband, a better person that point.
I mean, you know, and as I get older, I just realized how I had no idea who I was in my 20s, in my early 20s. So if I didn't know myself, how could I possibly know the partner that I wanted to be with for the rest of my life? And you just evolve so much from your 20s to your 30s and from your 30s to your 40s that I understand why relationships don't work out, because at the end of the day, Stacy is a completely different person now than she was back then.
Thank goodness.
I haven't evolved, not even a little bit. But we both have evolved into such a different person. Yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness she has, or else she'd be not living her life.
Mm-hmm. But you have to be able to grow old with somebody,
right?
And that's the key. And Kenny, my perspective is different. It's a whole different attitude with women when you can't. I mean, you find that it is this veil that is put, especially women, and I'm leaving men out of it because women are the ones that buy into this fairy tale thing. And, you know, guys, you know, women force, you know, your hand sometimes at wanting to get married or talking about
God,
it.
Oh, God, the pulling teeth.
And so,
no way. And
so the thing is, when you can't get married, like Katie and I, when it's not an option, we cannot get married. So when you take that out of it, that is when you start looking at your relationship raw, you know, like you said. Yeah, Katie and I choose to be together. We don't have the option, and we are with each other every day because we want to be. And we, you know, like you just said, Bert, we see how we complement each other, and we see how we need each other, and we fight, and we love, and we do all these things, and it's raw. And the older we've gotten, the more we see how much of the mind game it is just to have this wedding and marriage option. The legal part of it, we do miss. The connection that way, we do miss. But when it comes to day in and day out communication and conversation and the way we live, we do sometimes find it fascinating when we watch straight couples and just the weirdness that's between them for no reason whatsoever.
Hey, Kara, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, I was just kind of wondering, why does he think that, is it like all 20-something-year-olds don't know who they are?
Kara, stop. When you can't draw generalizations on everybody.
Right.
I mean, you just can't say all. But I think as a general rule, you at 22 are going to be such a different person at 32 and at 42.
Right, and that would be said of someone in their 30s, how they're going to be in their 50s.
Right.
Or...
right.
But I'm glad that growing. I'm glad that I am not with the woman I was with when I was 22. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm with the woman I'm with now.
Like, I think the point here is that when you're looking at marriage, right, and you look at the success rate of marriage, it's abysmal. It's terrible. It's awful. It's an institution that technically, statistically, doesn't work. If it was a disease and 60% of the people in the country were infected by this disease, the government would be like, we've got to solve this thing. It's, you know, it's an infection.
Right.
But everybody's doing the same thing today that they were doing 30 years ago. Right. And that's why that statistic's not changing. So I think you've got to change the rules.
I also have to say, too, that I think that it's not a success to be in an unhappy marriage.
Agreed. Right?
To be miserable and married, I don't think that's successful.
Mm-mm.
Right. I think if you're just staying in it so that you're not a quote-unquote statistic, that I mean, this is your one shot at life. Like, we don't get it. This is not a dress rehearsal.
And
like, we don't get to do this again. Like, this is it. So I think that a failure is being in a miserable marriage just as much as it is a failed marriage.
You know,
I think they're on equal playing grounds. But I don't feel like I felt for a long time that getting divorced was a failure, but I don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I absolutely claim it, have lived through it, and moved on from it. And I don't see it as a failure anymore. I think staying miserable for a really, really long time, and people who do it for a really, really long time, is, I think that that's a failure too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not talking to your spouse, if you're not sleeping with your spouse, if you're not intimate with your spouse, if you don't communicate like Melissa's been talking about, and you're just roommates in a marriage just because you have to be, that's a big time failure too.
And divorce is there to save people. Like our grandparents, you know, if you look back at other generations, there was a lot of miserable people in a time when divorce was not cool and when you couldn't get it and when you couldn't have it. I mean, to me, there was a lot of abusive situations. And to me, divorce is a fantastic option if, like Jen said, it's an unhappy marriage. But, you know, going back to that caller, the reason I'm glad I'm not with the woman I was with at 22 has nothing to do with her. Fantastic woman, but we weren't right for each other. You know what I mean?
You don't know that, though.
And at 22, I really think that you should not worry so much about being married and planning the rest of your life, because for God's sake, I'm much happier now than I ever was in my 20s. And I plan on being happier in my 50s, more so than I am now. You know what I mean? So at 22, 25, forget trying to figure it out. And that is why people rush into marriage. Forget it. Leave marriage alone and just be happy.
So if you weren't listening, Melissa said, don't get married or own a pit bull. And Bert said, don't get married until you're 35 and don't own a pit bull. Right? Just want to make sure.
I said, I thought I didn't want to get married again, and now I do.
It's the Bert Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.